Come thou fount of every blessing. He is a fount of every blessing. We're blessed to have a relationship with him. Yes, we were bound. Yes, we were lost. We were needy. And his salvation has brought us out. We were in utter darkness, and he is the light. We are incredibly blessed by our Jesus. We say, come thou fount. In some senses, he says to us, come boldly to me. The veil's been rent. We can come into his presence, and we are very blessed to know that he calls us to do that, that he listens, that he responds, that he is a God who cares. He's a God who carries us, whatever we might be going through. And we have a number of things to pray about. One of those is the passing of 13-year-old Remington. Many of you in the community have been touched by that. A neighbor right back here, that little boy passed somewhat unexpectedly, and many of you know family members there, and I think they're neighbors of Mahan's as well. We're thoughtful of the team from Haiti that's been waylaid by weather issues and even by the Fort Lauderdale issue. We're reminded that even one killed and one wounded in the Fort Lauderdale were Council Bluffs people getting ready to get on a cruise, and he was shot dead, and she is one of the wounded. We're reminded that life hangs by a thread. Janet's brother was passing through an intersection in Kalispell 2 days ago on a green light, was hit. He is in a trauma center in Spokane. They air flighted him to Spokane because of not only a little bit of head trauma, but a crushed pelvic. We don't know what all that's going to entail. We're reminded of Jerry McGill's cousin, just south out here about 4 months ago, going home. A guy ran a stop sign, hit her, and she has been in a somewhat of a comatose situation, a little better in the last couple of weeks. We don't know what 2017 holds, yet we don't know what the rest of this day holds, do we? He who has called us is faithful. He who has called us will not suffer us to be tempted, tested, tried above that we are able, and we are reminded that greater is he who's in us. And we're reminded that he is about our good. We're reminded that he who has begun a good work is about finishing that. God is faithful, back to that 1 Corinthians 10:13. God is faithful, who will not allow you to be overwhelmed, overran. He may take you to the limit. We're reminded of Job. But we're also reminded in Job that it did not crush him, that at the end, God was about good things, and he's using Job yet today to minister to us. There's hope in trial. There's hope in tribulation. There's even hope in death. Let us pray. Father, we're reminded of this family, neighbors right back here, whose little boy stepped out of this life into the next life. And Father, we would just ask that your comfort, we'd ask God that you would give them a peace. We ask God that you would draw near to them in profound ways. There's going to be nights, days, valleys of agony. You're a shepherd, and I don't know their status with you. They need to embrace, they need to draw near, and boy, when we're in these kind of times, it's hard to draw near. We're reminded of that in Job. We're reminded of that. He wanted to, but you seem to be distant. You seem to be disengaged. He struggled with that, and we'll catch ourselves struggling with that as well. Just even talking with Daryl Zimmerman this week, struggling with the passing of Donna 2 months ago. Death is an enemy. Death is harsh. Death is contrary to our nature. We're designed to live. What's this death thing? We're reminded, Father, that we have caused it by our rebellion, by our sinfulness. We've caused it, Father, by our rejection of your love and of your rules. But, Father, this family, they need your comfort, they need your care. For those of us who know them, Father, may we be faithful to draw near and maybe say nothing. Maybe say little, maybe just to bring gifts. Father, may you use us. May we be your hands. May we be your voice. May we be your hugs. Father, for those of us who don't know them, will not have an encounter with them, yet we have responsibility to pray, to hold them up before you. And I pray, God, that our prayers would be responded to in a powerful way. We just ask, God, we see things of this. We think about the cross. We talked about that already this morning. And Paul says in Galatians 6, he can glory in the cross because you can take what is an absolute travesty and failure and collapse and evil and bad in our book, and you can bring good out of that. Reminded of a situation back in Wyoming in a pastorate back there, and their four-year-old boy died in her arms. And in the process of time, they got saved. And David told me some 15 years later, he says, if it meant me not being saved, my wife not being saved, our children not being saved, if it meant that we were still in that lost condition to have Brian here, he said, I would reject that idea, because in that God brought about salvation in a number of souls, including himself. For a dad to be able to say that. But God, you can raise up out of the ashes. You can raise up good. We pray, God, we'd see that happen. We think about Fort Lauderdale. We think about this family in Council Bluffs. Again, Father, may they know your presence. May they know your whispers. May your people rise to serve them well as they serve through you. We pray, God, for your work there. Pray for little Obi as he has surgery tomorrow. Father, guide the physicians. May all things go well and good. Give his mother peace through this as well. Father, we think about Tia's dad in the hospital. We think about Janet's brother Tom in the hospital in Spokane. Father, we're reminded that there are those who are not with us this morning because of issues. We pray, God, that you would be near and present with them. We think about the Haiti group, and we thank you for good reports through the week, what you did. We're reminded, Father, that it doesn't always work the way we planned. They thought you were going to get on a plane, be back here yesterday. But weather and Fort Lauderdale has created a pause and a situation. But, Lord, you're the God of situations. Thank you that you're going to lead and guide through that. And we look to you and we trust in you. Father, your word is a lamp. Your word is light. We need a lamp. We need light. Father, may we not be hearers only, but may we be hearers. May we be as those at Berea. We came with readiness of mind. We want to know what you have to say. We want to hear you. And even if it's in a still, may we be all ears. May we go home, search it, know it's so. May we be doers to your glory and to the good of mankind. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Hebrews 10:25, as the day approaches, we know not what that day might look like for us and others. We think about Fort Lauderdale. For them, it was a 9/11 kind of a thing. For those few, some 30 injured, but a whole trauma of the terminal. We have events coming at us this year. Some we know about, like the total eclipse of the sun. Some we anticipate, we would think July 4th activities. Some we have no clue about. Some of those will affect us personally and maybe not outside of three or four of us around us. Some will affect us as a group, as a community, Gretna. Some will affect us as a family. Some will affect us as a church. Some might affect us as a region, the earthquake that we had back on September 3 that affected us. Some might affect us as a nation. And some might affect us as a world. We think about the tsunami of December 25th, 04. Quarter of a million people wiped out with a wave. The day is approaching. We're reminded that Jesus is coming. And it says in Revelation 19, he's not coming as a lamb. He's coming as a lion. From his mouth proceeds a sword, and with it he will smite the nations. He will stomp, and the blood will be splattered as high as horses' bridles. There is a day coming. We better be ready. Are you ready? Are you saved? Pastor Ken talked about that. Don't think you're going to stand before the Lord and say, Lord, Lord, did I not attend Gretna Community Church regularly? Lord, Lord, did I not listen to your word? Did I not read your word? I can quote John 3:16. Okay, ticket, ticket, ticket. I can get in, I can quote it. Because he says in Luke 13, there'll be those who say, we walked with you, we listened to you, and he will say to them, I don't know you. We're reminded that salvation is about faith. We're reminded that our faith is built on God's word, on God's revelation as to who he is. I've got an insert in your bulletin. We're going to work on this. On the one side, I just ran through Job's theology. Job had a horrible, horrible, horrible bad day. He lost his finances, that's his sheep, that's a cash flow. He lost his business. He lost his possessions. And he lost his children all in one day. That's certainly a 9/11 day. The Lord gives, the Lord takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. How could he do that? His faith was anchored to God's revelation as to who God was, is. And then it got worse, because then he lost his health. In a horrible situation he was found, he lost his health. And then it got worse because he lost the support of family and friend and extended family and community. He lost all. And he even had the sense that God was gone. And yet his faith held because he was anchored to a rock, and the rock is Christ. And what did he say? What did he think about this God? Let me just run these. Job 23:5. The dead tremble, those under the waters and those inhabiting them. Sheol's naked before him. Destruction has no covering. God sees past death. God sees to the next life. God sees hell. There is nothing hidden from him. Zero. Think about creation. Who is this God? Can he handle? He stretches out the north over empty space. He hangs the earth on nothing. He drew a circular horizon on the face of the waters at the boundary of light and darkness. This God is powerful. He had that revelation. This is all before Moses wrote Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. This has been revealed to Adam and Adam's followers. And this has been carried on and this has been passed down. And he believed who these things were, this is what this is about God. And his faith was anchored to a God who is unchanging and he's powerful. You clothed me with skin and flesh. You knit me together. Where did he come from? Who made him? What's the womb about? The womb is his workshop. Leave it alone. You've granted me life. You've granted me favor. Your care has preserved my spirit. You know why you're sucking air right now? Job said, truly I know it is so, but how can a man be righteous before God? Because he's holy, holy, holy. How is it we can stand before him? If one wishes to contend with him. So you think you're going to stand before God and argue with him why he should let you in based upon your good works or your good looks or your academic prowess. Good luck. You ain't getting in. Verse 4 of 9, God is wise, mighty. Who has hardened himself against him and prospered? You think you can wrestle with God and come out of this? He moves mountains. They do not know when he overturns them in his anger. He shakes the earth. You think you're going to wrestle with God? He does great things past finding out. Yes, wonders without number. If he goes by, I do not see him. He moves past, I do not perceive him. He takes away, who can hinder him? Who can say to him, what are you doing? Because he's spirit. God, Job understood who God was. And in that, his faith is anchored. And because of that, he could weather the 9/11. God will not withdraw his anger. He is angry at our rebellion and our sins. The allies of the proud, those things that pride creates, will lie at his feet. How could I answer him? Choose my words for reasons of him. I can't. And though I were righteous, I could not answer him. Verse 14, 15. You will not stand in the presence of the Lord. You will rather be prostrate in the presence of the Lord. Anybody that has a near experience with God is flat on the ground. Look, I go forward, he's not there. I go backward, I can't perceive. He knows the way I take. And when he has tested me, yes, he will. Yes, he might. When he's tested me, I will come forth. God allows pain and trial in your life to better you, if you're saved. He allows pain and trial in your life to drive you to Calvary, to drive you to your knees, to drive you to salvation. God, even in pain and sorrow and evil in your life as a non-believer, is about your good, driving you to the idea that you can't fix you. You need Jesus. You need to bow the knee and beg in mercy and trust in faith his salvation. And then as believers, what's he doing? He's putting heat to us because he's cooking the dross out, because he's purifying, he's bettering us. God is good, as Janice T. says, God is good what? Thank you. Keeping up, Aaron? Don't go to sleep on me. Who, Aaron? Where's the other Aaron? Where's the other Aaron? Is he sleeping? Where is he? Don't go to sleep on me. He got off in the middle of the night. Don't go to sleep on me. I'm trying to keep you awake. Verse 11, my foot is held fast to his steps. I have kept his ways and not turned aside. I have not departed from the commandments of his lips. I have treasured the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. He loved God. He loved God's word. He loved God's way. He wanted to follow God carefully. His faith was anchored to that. From where does wisdom come? Where's the place of understanding? He looks everywhere. God sees everything. Verse 27, I saw wisdom. I declared it. He prepared it. Indeed, he searched it out. And then he has given it to us. He said, behold, the fear of the Lord is wisdom. To depart from evil is wisdom. His faith was anchored to a God who could carry him through the deep times, the hard times. The second verse of those three at the bottom. He looked at them and he said, Luke 20:17 of Luke, what then is this that is written? The stone which the builders rejected is a cornerstone. Our faith needs to be anchored to that, and when our faith's anchored to that, bring it. Because our God is faithful. Our God will carry us. Yea, though I walk through valleys and shadows and times of death, I don't fear, because he's with me. His rod, he beats back bad. His staff, he keeps me near. They bless me. They bless me. So we need faith. 1 Corinthians 16:13, watch, stand fast in faith, be brave, strong. Ephesians 6, take up the shield of faith. 2 Corinthians 1:24, by faith you stand. 2 Corinthians 5:7, for we walk by faith. 1 John 5:4, for whoever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world. This is the victory that overcomes the world, our faith. And the just shall live by faith. Martin Luther. I need high school kids to come up here and help me. If you're in high school, you don't have to come. I want no heckling, cackling. I need some pretty ones up here, not these two guys. Help me, help me, help me. High school guys. So Martin Luther, wrestling through his position with God, came to Habakkuk 2:4. The just shall live by faith. He found it in Romans. He found it in Galatians. He found it in Hebrews. The just shall live by faith. And we know the story, and we're reminded of this 500 years ago. On October the 31st, he put out his 95 points of issue. Maybe didn't necessarily nail him to the church door of the castle that is attached to the castle. But we're gonna work off of that. So what I want you guys to do, I want you to pick one of these. I've got these little things here. And I want you to pick one. You have to read it. You have to be able to read. You need your mom to come up and help you? Yeah, probably. And then what I want you to do, I want you to go back and get the mallet right back here. And I want you to go nail it on the door, okay? Please don't hit your finger. You can put it in and then drive it in the door. Okay, so we're going to start this. We're going to work on this for 10 months. We're going to take this all the way through October 31st. Stick around. You'll like it. Okay, so here's some things. So one of the things that they did on the door was they would put notices on the door. It was kind of like Facebook. And since I'm a Facebook guy, I thought we would do this. My way, my form of Facebook, where I actually see it in black and white on a piece of paper. Okay, so here you go. Pick one. You can pick any of these. Wait a minute. Okay, go.
We love Pastor Ken.
Yes!
Free tacos when the temperature is under zero.
They're not all funny like that.
Join the Archbishop on a pilgrimage to Rome next year.
Okay.
Need a letter to be carried to Berlin, Catherine. Oh. Long live the Pope. Oh. Goose down for sale.
Goose down for sale. Oh. Very good. Thanks, guys. You're good. Yikes. Nope. Yeah, don't hit your fingers. There you go. Okay. All right. Okay. Good job. And of course, Tetzel, a coin in the coffer rings the soul from Purgatory Springs. This was really the big issue, selling indulgences that drove Luther to struggle with and resist and ultimately to rebel against what was taking place. The just shall live by faith. We don't know what's coming in 2017. We have a rock. We have an anchor in our faith to the rock that will hold us through the storms, whatever those storms might look like, whatever those storms might cause in our lives. And faith is simply a trust in the Lord, believing that who He is and what He has done and what He is doing and what He promises is true. And I pray that your faith is there. Now, I want to just close out by just back to this 2 Chronicles 2017. 2017 and 2 Chronicles. Let me just give you a quick run here. In chapter 18, 2 Chronicles 2017. So I'm backing two chapters back. In chapter 18, there is a brutal political campaign going on. I'll give you a couple seconds to think about that. Between Ahab and Jehoshaphat, two different world philosophies. One void of God and one considering God. I'll give you a chance to think about that. One dies and one lives on. Ahab dies, Jehoshaphat lives on. I'll give you a moment to think about that. In chapter 19, Jehoshaphat returns to Jerusalem in safety. We're thoughtful of January 20. And then you read the rest of chapter 19. He institutes a number of reforms. I'll give you a chance to think about that. And if you read the fine print in 2 Chronicles 19, he gets rid of the EPA. I'll give you a chance to think about that. Aaron, are you still awake? Okay, all right, good. And then chapter 20, in the first verse, the Ammonites, the Moabites, and the Edomites all cluster up and they come against Jehoshaphat. We don't know what's coming, but a great multitude came against him. And he ran to the Lord. We don't know what 2017 holds as a country. We don't know what 2017 holds to us as a church. We don't know what 2017 holds to us individually. What are you going to do when a great multitude comes against you? What are you going to do? They ran to the Lord. They looked to the Lord. The Lord gives. The Lord takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Jobish. And then we come to this, and God says, it's not your battle. It's mine. Trust me. Follow me. Watch me. I'm with you. We don't know what 2017 holds. We know God. Is your faith anchored to God? Is your faith anchored in Jesus? Is he your Savior? Is he your Lord? Is he your friend? Thank you, Jesus. You're marvelous. You're wonderful. You're amazing. You're all that we ever dreamed and more. Thank you that you are a foundation. Thank you that you're a shepherd. Thank you that you're an umbrella of protection. Thank you that you're with us, whatever might come. Father, may our faith be true in salvation. May our faith be strong because we are looking to you, believing your word as Job did. And we pray, God, that you would carry us and that you would help us through whatever 2017 holds to your glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Take your insert. I want you to stand. We're going to close out with Psalm 146 on your insert. 146. And then I want you keep these, put these in your Bible, keep these, because I've been writing words to songs again. Why do you laugh? The just shall live by faith alone. Oh, have you heard that before? The just shall live by faith alone. Not by good works or following men. True life comes from full trust in Christ. His payment did new life win. When Jesus took God's wrath, it made a saving path. By faith comes justification, the one and true salvation. For a just God to justify me. That is biblical stuff, folks. Keep these, but up to the top. Let's read together. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, I will praise the Lord. I will sing praises to my God while I have my being. Do not put your trust in princes, nor in a son of man, in whom there is no help. His spirit departs, he returns to his earth. In that very day, his plans perish. Happy is he who has a God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God, who made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is in them, who keeps truth forever. The Lord shall reign forever. Your God, O Zion, to all generations. Hallelujah. God bless you. Go out and be salt and light for him. You're dismissed.